USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernardes. Senator Ted Cruz decried hospitals firing doctors and nurses who refused to comply with vaccine mandates Wednesday on CNBC, saying in this time of crisis, we've seen that Democratic politicians are authoritarians. Cruz says he's not against vaccines.
But I also believe in individual liberty, individual responsibility. Joe, it's your business to make medical decisions in your life, and no government petty tyrant has the right to order you to undergo a medical procedure.
A SpaceX rocket carried 52 Starlink internet satellites into orbit from California early Saturday. The two-stage Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from coastal Vandenberg Space Force Base at 4:41 a.m. and arced over the Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs, get the best price ever on a MyPillow, and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
Harvard University announced it will require booster shots and will also mainly shift to remote learning for the first 3 weeks of January 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden will speak to Americans regarding COVID on Tuesday.
President Biden will be giving an update on the Omicron variant Tuesday, according to a White House official. The announcement coming with Johns Hopkins University reporting on Friday that the United States had just over 193,000 confirmed new cases of COVID and 2,171 people died from the virus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressives are growing restless over the state of Joe Biden's presidency, with some upset that his first year in office was not as transformative for Democrats as they had hoped. Desperate for a shift from the Trump years, liberals who wanted the new president to rewrite the policy playbook are now worried that Biden, burdened by a narrow Senate majority, may not accomplish more sizable changes heading into 2022. That realization has hit some in the party's left flank particularly hard. Biden entered office with Democrats holding slim majorities in the House and Senate, but progressives bemoan what they view as a sense of timidity on tackling major and long-sought priorities. Many see the party's narrow advantage in Congress slipping away by the day, adding to Democrats' anxiety that they are running out of time to tackle a range of issues before losing control of one or both chambers. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernardes.